that one way of looking at the Torah is to look how the Torah starts and to look how the Torah ends and to draw conclusions. And it seems to me that perhaps legitimate conclusion is that the concept of being homesick, the concept of being away from where you really want to be, seems to be an important concept in the Torah. The Torah begins with Adam HaRishon being sent out of Gan Eden, guaranteeing that his entire life, and of course the life of humanity as a whole, is going to be spent to a greater or lesser extent, to the extent that we are awake to these feelings, a longing to be back to Eden. I mean, the Rabban Shem need not have started Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. He could have started him outside Gan Eden. But apparently that was an important idea, that you start in Gan Eden, you see what it's like, and after a brief stay there, you leave and spend the rest of eternity, of human eternity, longing to be back. The Torah ends with homesickness, and that's what Vayesh Chanan is about, that Moshe Rabbeinu longing to be in Eretz Yisrael, Vayesh Abba Hashem bi lema'anchem v'lo shoma elai v'yoma Hashem elai rav lach al toysef daber elai oid badova hazeh. You're going to be longing to be in Eretz Yisrael, and you're not going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Again, you are going to see Urei Beinecho, which perhaps is somewhat of a parallel to the short time that Adam HaRishon was in Gan Eden. You're going to see Eretz Yisrael, you're going to understand the miles of Eretz Yisrael, you're going to understand what a wonderful, wonderful place it is. But kiloy savo is hayaden hazeh, you in this life will never be there. Homesickness. The Rebbeinu Shlomo apparently wants us to have something to dream about. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to feel distant from where we want to be. And that, again, look, it seems to be the theme with which the Torah starts. It's also the theme with which the Torah ends. And that seems to be a significant matzav from the Torah's standpoint. Why is that important at this point? Because Rav Wolbe, in the second volume, and if you have access to it, I very strongly recommend that you look at this. You have on page Tov Yud Aleph, actually on page Tov Tes, starts a chapter called Kinas HaKalir, talking about Kinas before Tisha B'Av. So the Kalir has a Kinah which Wolbe analyzes and reaches conclusions about. If you have a chance to read that or learn that before Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av, after Tisha B'Av, I think it's a very, very, very worthwhile thing to learn. It's unbelievable. Rav Wolbe, we lost a great deal when he left this world. Such a insightful approach to what's going on in the Torah and in Yiddishkeit. It's beyond description. The passage which I was going to draw to your attention, of those of you who haven't seen it, is on page Tov Yud Aleph, and he gives us a look at Tisha B'Av, which is a new take. I think I've never heard it expressed in those words, that Tisha B'Av is a celebration of our distance from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Listen to this. Oid lonu dvorim boze. Ein oimrim tachanon b'tisha b'av, v'ein neuflim al p'neihem, mishum demikru moyed, azoi shtetim shulchan oruch. Admur Oma al Ze Dova Omok. That's Rabbi Yerucham, the Mira Mashgiach, said a very deep thing on this idea. Yontif on distance. Yeshna Moradim Shel Kiruv, Sholosh Arugolim, Vyeshna Moyad Shel Richok, Zeotishabar, a celebration of distance. Vyesh Lehoven, Rav Volbe asks, Ech Shayich Likvaya Moyad Al Richok Mehabayre. Because I'm distant from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I have a Yontif. Ach, sagt Rav Volbe, Hine Yesh Oid Matzav Shlishi, Milvat Kiruv V'Richok. There's a third situation, which is a lot worse than either Kiruv or Richok. V'hu ma shekosav Rabbeinu Yoino al Anoshem, Asher Mikerev Libam Ovad, Cheshbon al Nafsham. These are people who don't think anything. They don't think close, they don't think far, they don't think anything. They're too busy with stupid other things. Ki goy oivat etzos heima, v'kamo heim b'madrego hatachtoino. The worst thing is not to be distant. The worst thing is to be uncaring. And in the second next paragraph, he quotes the Yirmiyah, Hinnene mishpat oisro al omrech loichot hase. My problem with you is not the fact that you did chatoim. Chatoim don't faze me. If somebody does a chet and he realizes that and he regrets it and he wants to do something about it, I can cope with that. That's no problem for me. My problem is when people say loichot hase. No, I wasn't a chayter, but I'm fine. I'm just fine the way I am. Rav Shimon ben Chalafta Oimer, Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu Yerushalayim, Al Ma Hevesi Kol HaMishpotim Halolu, Bishvil Shamato Loichotosi, Shneva Hinin Nishpot Oisro Al Omrech Loichotosi. Now I'm reading again from Rav Volbe. Zeho Yom Matzav Hadol Lifnei Churban HaBayis. Before the destruction, people were simply uncaring. They felt okay with themselves. You know, this article on Tisha B'Av starts with the following sentence. I'll read to you just the opening sentence of this thing on page Tov Tes. Noide alo emes, beis hamikdosh v'churbono, rochoik meritonu ad me'oid. It's very, very distant from us. This idea of a beis hamikdosh, and it was destroyed. Is it so terrible? Day toiv lono. We are feeling fine. But oilam kafishahi b'libes hamikdash. I mean, if we're really honest with ourselves, it's not something which I wake up every morning or I can't sleep at night. Oh, there's no beis hamikdash. There's no beis hamikdash. What are we going to do? Ve'nenu magishem ki ho ikar chosa ba'oilam me'os shashchino histalkom im koima. Kedei lekarev oisonu yoysa le'inyonoi. And that's what we have to think about. If we want to get ready for Tisha B'Av, we have to do some very, very, very serious thinking, and mainly not to shrink from the fact that, if we're really honest, the absence of the Beis HaMikdash doesn't rank very high in the things that really, really, really bother us. If we were asked to make a list of the 10 things which are most important in my life, and if we are sure nobody's going to see what I write, and I can be perfectly honest, I wonder where the Beis HaMikdash is going to come on the list. I want to read the last two paragraphs of this Rav Volbe. Zeho yo matzav hadoy lifnei churban habayis. Ach, bevoy hachurban nifkechu einehem, v'kiru es atzmas otzmas richukam. They suddenly realized, it's not like we thought that everything is okay. Oy, are we far away? V'al hakoras ha richuk hazeh, kavu moyed shel richuk. And it was on that they were kaveya a yontav celebrating richuk. V'oymeko inyin huzeh, Kasha odam oimed al otzmas richukoi mimenu yizborach, hu mafchen omnom rochot. It's true that he feels distant. Aber yachas yesh kva beinoy levein boiroy. But there is a yachas. Ma she'en ken kasher ovad lo cheshbon al nafshoy, she'shom en kol yachas. He's bechlal not thinking there is no yachas. Hello, Elohim emes Hashem. The Rebbein Shalom is an emesdik Rebbein Shalom. Ubeibud hacheshbon hu chay legamru b'sheka. What shaychus does he have to the Rebbein Shalom? When we're not thinking and when we feel fine, so we're completely in an oilam of sheker. And what kind of yachas can we have in an oilam of sheker? V'shom ein yachas. Be'omdoi alo rechok hu mitztay alo rechok. If we know how far we are, then we're sorry that we're so far. Avol hu omad al ha'emes. It's bad that he's bad, but at least he's being honest. Unukudas ha'emes hazois kva mekarvosar elav yizborach. Dei behakoros emes zois afsho rishok hu noiro likvoya oleo moyet shel rishok. Oh! I'm the happiest person in the world. It's a yontav. Why is it a yontav? Because I'm so far from the Rebbein Hashem. That's why you make a yontav. Of course that's why I make a yontav. Because I'm sorry that I'm so far. And it crushes me. And it makes me feel so ugly. And it makes me feel so silly. And it makes me feel so useless. With all those feelings, there's a hope that at some point, I can turn things around and correct things a little bit. But if I'm perfectly happy, if I'm not even thinking, is nishdom advents against the tish. There's nobody to talk to. Ein lonu hasogu mimadregas haklal Yisrael bizman shebeis mikdosh shakayim. Ki ein lonu hasogu bikdushas beis hamikdosh. We don't really know anything about the beis hamikdosh. Ach, anachdu shekuim אנחנו בחפצי גופנו והבלי זמננו הנה נמוצם כל סיפוקנו באוילם מגושם זה ולא חוסה לא נדובה בחובן בית המקדוש. Honestly speaking, we're not missing very much. מקרב ליבנו עובר חשבל על נפשנו ומצובנו ננסה בתשו באב לעמוד על כל עוצמס הריחוק שלנו מהבוירו יסבורך. ותוך כדי עומדנו על ריחוק, זה נוכל לקבוע כבר מויד של ריחוק. תשרה זה מויד לגיונטר. It's a yonter, no tachanon. No tachanon. I guess maybe there's a reason for that. Rachem וחתן חוצוסי לפניך השם, מולי רחם, אם רחם עולה וכבל סחן עולה, there is no place on Tisha B'Av. It's we're mourning on we can't. It's not a terrible thing. It's a good thing. It's not a terrible thing. It's a good thing that chatanu. At least it makes us awake. Yeah, it's mayadik. It's really, really mayadik. Somebody came to me yesterday, I think it was, and he said, like, you know, Tisha B'Av is coming up. And I don't feel Tisha B'Av, Dick, and it doesn't mean much to me. What am I supposed to do? Whether I could give him an answer on how to feel more Tisha B'Av, Dick. So what I told him, I have to underline, not from my own experiences, I feel just as inadequate to this unbelievable yom as he did, but at least in theory, I have an eitzah. I think I have an eitzah, which if any of us could bring ourselves to really be serious about this, could be helpful. I said to him, "Look, there's no sofik in the world that we need a great deal of tikkun, but the tikkun is not on Tisha B'Av. The tikkun is about what we do the whole year. In other words, our Yiddishkeit." We all, Baruch Hashem, we're talking, we're in yeshiva over here, and it's good, and it's wonderful, and everybody's trying hard, and it's Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. But, there's things missing. I was thinking this morning, I even the Snaka Mishnah Berurah, and when I was going to the davening this morning, in Ben Gavra Legavra, should be able to take a peek in the Mishnah Berurah, what it says about tefillin. So the Tov Kuf Nun Hey, Noyagim Shloi Laniach Tefillin B'Tisha B'Av Shachres, B'Loi Talis, Eloi Shem Talis, Kotin, and so on and so forth. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, Noyagim, Al Pi HaMedrash, Bitzayim Rosoi, Bozapur Piro Delei, Zea Talis, and then, Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz, Tif Eretz Yisroel, Zu Tefillin. So since it says in Echa, Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz, Tif Eretz Yisroel, the Rebbein Hashem threw down onto the ground the glory, Tif Eretz, the Pe'er, the crown, the majesty of Yisroel, Zu Tefillin. So if it's Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz, so it's not the right time to wear Tefillin. So what does that mean? I can only tell you from my own experience. I suspect that those of you who listen to this year once in a while probably have the same kind of feeling, I would imagine. This matter of degree, I imagine. But, I mean, is it a terrible thing for us not to put on tefillin on Tisha B'Av morning? It's something you do. You're supposed to fast. You're supposed to not wear shoes. So you're supposed to not wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av morning. It's terrible. If we would put on tefillin the way we ought to put on tefillin the rest of the year, so then we would bury ourselves in shame. Rabbanu Shlalom, I can't even put on my tefillin today. Look how far I've gotten away from you. That you don't want to see me wearing tefillin. I don't blame you. You know, tefillin is not a very simple thing to be mekayim. We learn sometimes the halachas of tefillin in the first chelek of the Mishnah Berurah. It's very, very demanding. And if you look at the Rambam, what the Rambam writes about tefillin, about if somebody's got tefillin on his head, he's an onof, and he's a yirei shamayim, and not it helps him to get there. He is. The mere fact that you're wearing tefillin makes you an onof. I am wearing tefillin. I'm wearing a crown. All of a sudden, I'm an aristocrat. All of a sudden, I'm a prince. I'm a king. I'm wearing a crown. Oy, is that a mechayev? That's a mechayev. It's unbelievable. And there's a halacha which is it's difficult to say it. But I think Mishnah Berurah brings that if somebody can't keep his mind on his davening and he thinks inappropriate thoughts when he's wearing tefillin, he shouldn't put on tefillin. It's a chilul of the tefillin. You can't fool around with a crown. And if you aren't king-like, so then don't wear a crown. That means if you're not in control of what goes through your mind, so then don't wear tefillin. It's a very, very chumra de gezach. And on Tisha B'Av, the Rebbein Hashem is saying, Kindelach, you know what? Hishlich min ha-shamayim oretz tif'eres Yisrael. That tif'eres, oite Yisrael b'sif ara. The Rosh used to put on his tefillin before that brocha. Oite Yisrael b'sif ara. That's the point in Shachris when the Rosh put on tefillin. And the Rebbein Hashem says on Tisha B'Av, I'm not interested. I don't see you as kings. Hishlich mishamayim eretz tiferes Yisrael. And that's a very, very sad thing. That the Rebbein Hashem says, I don't want to see you in tefillin. That now is not the time for tefillin. That's pretty awful. Because they are tiferes. Let's analyze that. What tiferes? What if errors is there in wearing tefillin? So I was working through recently the Mincha on Shabbos. Ato echad v'shimcha echad u'mikamcha Yisrael goy echad v'oretz tif errors gedula v'ateres Yeshua. There's a pe'er of gedula. I think I mentioned this in the shiur recently. I had it on my mind, so I mentioned it. So I went to Rav Lansky, the one of the great Talmid HaChachamim here in the yeshiva, and I asked him, what does Tiferes Gedula mean? A crown celebrating Gedula. So he told me he didn't know, which doesn't mean much by him. Sometimes he's mustier, the things that need Hester. But he said he doesn't know. But it reminds him of what we say in Musaf on Shabbos. On Shabbos, if you oyhev the Dvorim of Shabbos, it shows that you have chosen Gedula. But he says, I don't know what it means there, I don't know what it means here. Happy hunting. I mean, he didn't quite say that, but that was the implication. So I happened to remember that I had seen in the Pachad Yitzchak, in Rav Huttner Sefer on Shabbos, that he discussed this, that Ha'oyavim Devoreo Gedula Bochoro. What's that Gedula? So we know now that Tiferes Gedula is what it says over there, that if you keep Shabbos, Gedula Bochoro, if you're Oyavim, the Dvorim of Shabbos. The Kitzur, what Rav Huttner says over there is, you know, the Welt asks the question that it says that show us Mikol Melachta, and the Gaon says Mikol Melachta means even Hamachadish V'tuva B'chol Yom Tov with Maaseh Bereishis. The Ribbono Shel Olam isn't Oisek on that on Shabbos. So everybody asks the Kasha, ah, here is the rain continues to fall, the flowers continue to grow. What does it mean that he's not Oisek? So you have this famous answer from Rav Huttner that on Shabbos there's a halacha that Hamoitzi Pochos Mikashir Oichlim Potter Afalakeli, Hamoitzi Pochos Mikashir Oichlim Bekeli Potter Afalakeli. That if in the Keli you have Pochos Mikashir Oichlim, so if you would carry these Oichlim by themselves, you would be potter because it's not got the shear. But now you're putting them on the plate, and the plate is plenty big enough, so why aren't you over on the plate? But you're not. Why not? Because you see that the Gabba Melocha on Shabbos, the Melocha has to be done for itself. If it's tofel to something else, it's not a Melocha. So the plate, if you would have carried out the plate because you need a plate, there's a plenty shear in the plate. But over here you want the Oichlin, and the plate is only Meshamesh the Oichlin. So if the plate is only Meshamesh the Oichlin, so you're not chayiv on it. So Rav Huttner, on Shabbos, Abad the Ribbono Shel Olam makes it rain and makes it snow and makes it sun, whatever it is that he has to do in Mechadosh B'tuva B'chol Yom Tov Maaseh Bereishis. But on Shabbos it doesn't have a din melacha. Why doesn't it? So he's resting. Why doesn't it have a din melacha? Because the Ikka is the neshama of Shabbos. Mizma Shir Liyoyim HaShabbos. It's the only one of the Shirum Shalyoyim which introduces itself, because there it's in the open. The Ruchnius of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they're there, and they are merumas in the Mizmorim, but we don't know it. If we're big Talmidei Chachamim, if we're big Tzadikim, so we understand it. Oh, but it's not out in the open. On Shabbos, it's out in the open. Mizmor Shir on the Shabbos. So, Mimele, all the other things. So Shabbos is like the Pochus Mikashir Oichlin. The Neshama, there's no Melocha there. Elomai, but in making it rain there is a melacha. Yeah, but it's tofel to the neshama. But that's the gedula. They show themselves capable of being mafkin between something that is great and something which is unimportant, relatively speaking. And what is that? Great is the kedusha of Shabbos. Relatively unimportant is the Gashmis, which happens every day, the rain, the sun, the this and that. It's all very nice, but Nish does is where the Ikka lies. So by being a good Shana Shabbos, you're Gedula Bochoro, you're Boicha Gedula, you're showing that you know where the Ikka is. Oh, and that's the Tiferes Gedula, that of Shabbos we say by Mincha. Tiferes Gedula, we carry the crown of Havana of what Gedula is. Our values are straight, our values are right, and that is why we celebrate that on Mincha by Shabbos, the time when it gets to the closest relationship between Rabbi Nishlam and ourselves. So there we pride ourselves that Gedula Bachorah, we know where the importance lies, we know where the significance lies. And that is the pair of tefillin. That is the pair of tefillin. We put them on our head, we put them on our arms, and we say, Rabbi Nishlam, I know what I'm supposed to be doing, I know what I'm supposed to be thinking. That is what tefillin are. And on Tisha B'Av, the Rabbi Nishlam says to them, you know what, guys? Let's do without the tefillin today. It doesn't give me much pleasure. Well, it's a mitzvah, I say, to put on tefillin, so in the afternoon already we put it on, different ideas about why and what and so on. Although in the morning, when we ought to be longing to put on tefillin, so there the Rabbi Nishon says, no thanks. Thanks, but no thanks. That's a very, very sad thing. And the truth is that you get up in the morning on Tisha B'Av and you don't put on your tefillin. We ought to be crying for that alone. Melazminis, they're not letting me express that I'm a good Jew. What's the teretz? The teretz is, I think, that we don't feel that, those of us who don't feel it, because the rest of the year we're not excited when we put on tefillin. How many of us think when we put on tefillin, oi, I'm putting on a crown? The Rosh, I guess, even if those of us who fears it like the Rosh, that they put on tefillin before Oite Yisrael B'Sephora, and you're supposed to tell, I think there's Minhagim, that you touch the tefillin, you kiss the hand, whatever it is. Are we excited? Are we excited that we're kings? That we're shalitim, shalit, on what the world is all about? By putting on the tefillin and saying, this is my crown, this is my royalty, this is my majesty. We're doing unbelievable things. But to the extent that we're not thinking of that when we put on our tefillin, so why should I miss them on Tisha B'Av? All right, this afternoon I'll be rested a little bit. It's wash, I don't have to put on tefillin. That's where the trouble is. Hinnini nishpat oisroel omrich lochotosi. The worst thing is like what the felt me kein Sach nicht. I don't feel homesick on Tisha B'Av. We said that this value which the Torah starts with and ends with, the homesickness, is nothing very exciting. And we don't feel homesick on the day of Tisha B'Av. We don't put on our tefillin. And it's okay. I put them on this afternoon. What's the big deal? And I think that's the answer to what that Bocha asked me. He asked me, how do you prepare yourself for Tisha B'Av? Seems to me that you prepare yourself for Tisha B'Av by trying to be a thinking Jew during the rest of the year and to try and understand what the implications are of all these things that we're called upon to do. And that way, when it comes L'maisa, you have to do something about it. We don't have to be so ashamed by being totally out of it, and it doesn't mean much at any profound level to us. It means a lot, but we don't stell sich to the implications as much as we should. It's a shame this should be the last Tisha B'Av. We should only know simchas from now on.